Now, getting back to the Taurid fireballs, so they've been counting them since 2003. Now, we only go through them through the meteor shower during November, and then 6 months later, the southern hemisphere goes through them. So there's the comet must have hit the orbit of the Earth twice. And so since 2003, they've been counting them. So I did a regression analysis, and the number that they're counting every year, it follows an exponential curve. This is not good, John.
No.
When the number keeps going up, even as we're sweeping them out of our orbit, this is not good. And what they're seeing, now you know what a shooting star looks like. It looks like a bright star that crosses the sky. And
right.
In this case, they look like they come out of the constellation Taurus, the bull. And that's why they're called Taurids. And but in this case, they're seeing bright, I mean, really bright, brighter than a full moon, fireballs about 1,000 feet above your head.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that the meteors are coming down closer. Now, these are not big meteors. These are gravelly-sized meteors, but they're very heavy. You know, the
right.
density is very high. And so
right.
they don't burn up as fast as the other kinds of meteors that we get from different comets leave different debris. This was left by the comet Encke, and apparently it left a gravelly residue around our planet, or around the orbit of our planet. Now, what you remember the explosion in Indianapolis that happened?
Yeah, has there ever been an explanation? I'm hearing all kinds of wild stories, but no evidence.
Well, yeah, they've ruled out gas leaks, they've ruled out furnace leaks, they've ruled out anything that you and I might come up with or that we've heard before.
Okay.
And so now this is just a hypothesis, it's just brainstorming, but I think that one of these fireballs hit that house. And if you look very closely at the pictures, the pictures show a crater and nothing in it. Now,
right.
this is the same comet where that they think a piece of it fell and created the Tunguski event in Russia in 1908.
Oh, really? That's
yes.
amazing. And we are our last break.
And now we've got fireballs, and they're coming down, and they have not yet said that it was a fireball that exploded this house, but it certainly, if you look at the pictures, it could have been.
Right.
And they
right.
have
well,
no other explanation. We have the...
I would think the state of Indiana and maybe even federal government would have all kinds of forensics people there examining the evidence and ruling out all other possibilities.
Well, if they have, they haven't published it.
Well, they're not going to. It's just too scary.
It is scary, yeah.
Right.
And so all you people that don't believe that we're going to, that the world as we know it has changed, it has.
You know, Ann, I live in Crawford County, just 100 miles southwest of you. We have a 13-mile diameter meteor crater. A 13-mile diameter meteor crater.
That is a big meteor crater.
Yeah. We didn't know it was even here till we had satellite imaging. You have to be really, really high up to even make that determination.
Yeah. People mine them for the iron.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they used to do. Anyway, so yeah, in fact, these are coming down all over the northern hemisphere at the moment. However, we're coming to the end of them. So November is going to be a bad month from now on. And, of course, link that with Halloween. I think it's been a bad month for a long time. People, get prepared. Get prepared to go underground. This hole in this house, it went down through his basement, and there is nothing left of his basement. Now, normally in an explosion, there's something left.
Right.
There's nothing left. There's nothing like sand left.
Uh-huh.
So,
well, we're very fortunate that, what was it, two fatalities out of that, I think? Was it only two?
Only two fatalities. I think 12 people went to the hospital.
That's an incredible blessing there, that there was only two fatalities. Where imagine if that had hit a building with maybe several hundred people in it, what the consequences would have been.
Well, I'm thinking that living on the north side of a hill, on the north side of a hill, would be a good thing. Because I think these things are coming in from the south, and they're always more likely to hit the hill than you.
Right. Well, that would be a good thing, and unfortunately, most people don't have the option of making that kind of choice, do they?
Well, they can come to the Ozarks, they can go to the Appalachians, they can go to the Rockies. You've got to get a hill between you and what's coming.
Okay, and we're out of time. Thank you.